Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2567, How We Developed Couple Financial Goals by Amanda of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. How We Developed Couple Financial Goals by Amanda of womenwhomoney.com. An outsider looking at our finances today may think my partner and I had it all figured out from the start. They may assume we knew what we wanted, set our goals, and reached them, but they'd be wrong. We've made money mistakes, and we've had different views on money. So adopting financial goals wasn't always easy, and it didn't happen overnight. But putting effort into our relationship and our finances was worth it. It's taken time and hard work, but our shared goals have improved our money and lives. Looking back now, I believe a few key elements helped us get on the same financial page. And here, I'll share how we developed shared money goals as a couple. Developing shared financial goals. The thing I've learned about relationships and money is that it's complicated. Most couples' money problems are about more than the money. So creating financial goals as a couple isn't as simple as setting step-by-step SMART goals and carrying them out. We're far from perfect, and like anything else, it's a journey. But having goals we share has been one of the best things we've done for our money and relationship. Communication, communication, communication. Many couples struggle to talk about conflicting money views, especially at first. Also, past experiences affect how we all think about and use money. So when two people combine their money, there are bound to be disparities. We were no exception here. We started our life together with different money stories. So when we disagreed about money, it was less about money and more about our individual needs and values. Yet, it's hard to recognize and talk about this. Before we got married, we did couples counseling sessions with a married couple. What I remember most is discussing kids and money. They asked us what we wanted, individually and together, and how we planned to get it. This experience helped start the conversation. Fast forward 24 years. We still talk about money, and we talk about it often. Sure, we've had disagreements. But we always circle back around until we figure it out and agree on big decisions. A note on honesty, trust, and respect. Without mutual respect and trust, it's tough to open up and talk about anything, let alone money. And money is an emotionally laden topic, so it's essential to feel safe and heard. Thankfully, I've always felt secure enough in our relationship to discuss sensitive issues. Lots of work on our relationship and our money. Developing honest communication, trust, and mutual respect took time, and it wasn't easy. Add jobs and kids and money to the mix, and finding time to work on a relationship is challenging. But shared financial goals don't just happen for a couple. For us, it took lots of time and attention. Life is in constant flux, and we aren't the same people we were 25 years ago. So it's an ongoing process. Defined our values. We started dating as teens, and now we're in our mid-40s. At first, our values and goals were similar, but we weren't 100% on the same page. Plus, our values have shifted over the years. Something that's worked well for us is figuring out our values. We use values exercises. Discussing our values helps us understand each other and makes it easier to set shared goals. We reached a lofty but attainable goal. Our first big financial goal was paying off our student loans. We owed around 50 grand and lived on one income, so paying them off was no small achievement. And it took years to do. Sure, we faltered along the way and made mistakes, but we got there. This created the momentum we needed to work towards our other financial goals together. Share our dreams. One of the biggest motivators for our shared goals is our dreams. Of course, we each have our own ambitions, but we also have dreams for the rest of our lives together. To us, that's what money is for, to use as a tool to create a life you love. I can't think of a better reason to set shared money goals. Our finances are 100% transparent. We both know everything about our money, including spending, debt, and account balances. Neither of us has total control over the money, and both of our names are on the accounts. Since we're both in the know and have a voice, it's much easier to work as a team. We learn from our mistakes. The good thing is, we even shared our biggest money mistakes. For example, we both agreed to buy two houses that we shouldn't have, and we financed, but eventually paid off, at least a dozen cars. But we also learned from those mistakes together. So though we still make mistakes, it's helpful to make them as a team. Then we can put our heads together to figure out how to fix them and make better decisions. Closing thoughts. Our shared financial goals made us stronger, but developing them wasn't always easy. We've set many money goals as a couple, achieved some, and continue to work on others. And we've made plenty of mistakes along the way. Still, communication, honesty, trust, respect, and transparency were vital in our successes and working through our money fails. I hope that sharing what worked for us can help other couples come together on their financial goals. You just listened to the post titled, How We Developed Couple Financial Goals by Amanda of womenwhomoney.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. In my own relationship, full transparency and creating habits around monitoring and talking about saving, spending, and investing regularly have been most beneficial. We linked all of our accounts up to a service called Monarch Money, and that has made monitoring and managing finances so much easier. We're able to look at all of our accounts in one spot, track our collective net worth, monitor our spending, and feel more at ease when making financial decisions. At this year's Economy Conference, which is an event I produce, we had a main stage speaker named Erica Young talk about managing joint finances. In her 18 years as a financial coach helping families get out of debt, she's noticed that many couples want to get on the same page, but they aren't even in the same book. While it's easy to see conflict when it comes to money and relationships, you might need to dig a bit to find commonality. Since the way you spend money is a reflection on what you value, getting really clear on what you value as a couple is a great place to start the conversation. Then you can start to piece together joint goals and how your money can support the pursuit of those goals. While managing money as a couple has its challenges, there are also huge benefits to having a partner, so it's a worthy endeavor to figure it out. If you'd like to see Erica's full speech, you can check it out now on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. And that should do it for today. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, and I'll catch you tomorrow on our next episode, where your optimal life awaits.